This call is being recorded.
Sup, Jace?
Sup, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right.
Do you need me a favor? Do you have the ability? Are you on just in the computer or are you on the phone?
I'm on the computer.
Can you put the agenda on too?
Yep.
JG, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm great.
Where are you at? Where were you driving yesterday?
Knoxville, back to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Got on business?
I was over there on some business.
A buddy of mine was actually in Nashville. I think it was the first time he had ever been there. The last couple of days.
What did he say, or have you talked to him?
He mentioned someplace, Broadway. He was there on business, got a new job, and I don't know what he was on with his business. They were out at a place called Broadway, I guess, the strip there.
It's right downtown. It's the old honky tonks, and it's just kicking.
He's a music guy, so he loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you like music, that's the place. It's all good. You see the email I just sent to Brian?
Yeah, I went and looked at a database. For some reason, I'm not in a shared database with our database. I'll give Jason about it, but I've got like a March database, and I have his address in Washington, PA.
He just moved.
Yeah, he just updated it not long ago.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the bit where it said Washington, PA, where his son from Washington, but that could have done, you know how those are. I mean.
Yeah.
Virginia, Front Royal.
Oh, is that what you have?
Oh, no, wait, that's Doc Reedy. Brian Emery, there we go. York, PA.
You have 1927 Queens Wood Drive?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Apartment B302, okay. I'll go with. See what he says.
So is his dad Donald?
Yeah.
So he was initiated too. He's a brother.
Yeah, he was an alumni initiate.
Yeah, 137. I'll update Denise on that at Nationals.
Yeah, I noticed there's actually a Chapter Eternal page to submit.
Yeah.
Brothers who passed. So I don't know.
Oh yeah, do that. I didn't know that.
And there's no Alpha Row members on that, so I don't know if we have a list of deceased.
The database has listed quite a few, and it's pretty up to date because it has Josh Lipscomb, and it's up to date. I'm sorry, not Lipscomb, Folly. My bad. Sorry.
I was gonna say Lipscomb was driving this morning because I saw him on my ways. Hey, it's Eric, by the way.
Hey guys,
a folly. Yeah. Bad.
I was like, if I didn't know about that, that would have been bad. But hey, just an FYI, I got Jack home. I'm home right now, and he is deciding to be as autistic as you can possibly be in an afternoon. So if you hear it, just ignore it.
No problem.
Yeah, so I'll check and see if Brian, I thought he updated his address, but I thought what we had was current. Let me see when that was last updated.
I talked to Farley, will be dialing in here in a minute, and see, told you.
Gentlemen?
Oh, that's you, Bobby. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you? How are you doing, Tom?
Fantastic.
Good. Good.
Good afternoon. I'm getting ready for I'm already thinking ahead. I've got to get all my shopping done for Thanksgiving. Get the food ready to cook.
Are you the cooker? Are you? Of course. Is it a family affair?
No. It's me.
Tom was quick to shut that down.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I had a conversation with my mother-in-law this morning. Set things straight. Just to make sure we knew the dominant personality in the room will be me in my kitchen.
You know how to start a meeting off, Tom.
I'm telling you, the mother-in-law knows.
Mm-hmm. Smart man.
Yep. All right. Patrick Folio just said he's running late. He'll be on as soon as possible. I know Barney's not able to be on tonight. Craig, I didn't hear from. Twan, I didn't know about. Who else? Laffa. Laffa's on a train, I'm sure. All right, a couple more minutes and then we'll get going. Okay, guys, sorry about that. I just had to take Jack upstairs. All right, we're going to get started now. I'm going to call the November meeting of the Alpha Alumni Chapter to order. Jason, can you